A t-shirt and jeans, mac and cheese, oceans and sunsets. Some things in life are an obvious match, like RIAs and Schwab Advisor Services, the number one choice for independent advisors looking for a custodian who can help them go further. With all the wealth services, technology, and support an RIA firm needs, the difference is so obvious, it's Schwabious. Find your match and learn why custody is just the beginning at schwabious.com.
Talk Radio Europe.
10 past 11, it's Friday. Time to travel to the ABTA press office in London. And it's Sean this morning. Good morning, Sean. Nice to hear from you. We start actually today with a story which is a story local to one of our listening areas in Mallorca. Yep. And it's made the press in the UK this week.
Yes, it has. I'm sure you can remember last year we had a group of, I think they were anarchists, weren't they, who were protesting in Mallorca about what they saw as overcrowding issues. Mm. And I think, you know, in a way they have a point, because we have seen a massive increase in visitor numbers to Spain and Mallorca in particular, because it's always been the single most popular holiday destination for British holidaymakers. In fact, more people go to Mallorca from the UK than go to the whole of Italy. I mean, that's saying something, isn't it? Yeah, really, exactly. The numbers are that big. Anyway, but the group concerned... Now, I think they're being, according to this story anyway, being prosecuted, and they're liable for fines of up to, I think it's just over 1,200 euros. So, but the point they were trying to make, and I think at the time, you know, I can say we have a degree of sympathy with this, is maybe not the way they did it, but in terms of the point they were making, which is that we have seen in popular destinations such as Mallorca problems with overcrowding. Mm. And that's mainly because of the fact, as I'm sure I've talked about many times before, we've seen a change in the business market. In the past, if the hotels were full, if the, you know, traditional apartments rented out to holidaymakers were full, you couldn't come. There's nowhere for you to stay. That's right. Well, in that case, you didn't come, you went somewhere else.
Yeah.
But with all the peer-to-peer businesses moving in, allowing people to either rent out their flats themselves or alternatively landlords to rent out flats to holidaymakers, that's changed. And that's why we're seeing issues with, you know, it's getting very, very crowded.
And there was the tourist tax brought in, wasn't there?
I remember at the time the Balearic authorities were very explicit about this. They said that they didn't want to discourage tourists per se, but they did want to put some people off because they felt they were getting too crowded. Mm. Now, they might have had a bit of success in that, actually, because I've did an interview earlier on this week for Spanish radio based in Mallorca, and they wanted to know basically how the booking's going for this summer.
Right.
Well, bookings to the Balearics are down on last year. They are down. So that's not terrible news, because the last couple of years, bookings to Spain and Mallorca in particular have just gone through the roof. Mm. So it's down on a very good year, but they have gone down a bit.
Interesting.
And I think that's partly because maybe the tourist tax is one thing. But if you look at some of the comments on this story, members of the public who've been reading the story have commented, they've all been quite negative about this, saying, you know, if you don't want us to come, we won't. So that's one issue. Some people might have been put off for that reason. But I think the main reason, though, is simply the fact that people are going back to places like Turkey and Tunisia. They really are. I mean, Tunisia is open for business again, but Turkey, bookings there have gone through the roof. I mean, they've almost doubled year on year. So that's why. So I think you're going to see less British holidaymakers in Spain this year. But having said that you're still going to see millions of them turning up as every year. But it might not be quite so crowded this year.
Very, very interesting. Now, you mention, not by name, but by implication, Airbnb there. And that's one of the other stories, isn't it? They've had problems, really, with hotels saying, oh, well, you're doing us all out of business.
Exactly. Well, they're also, what the hotels have been saying, as part of anything else, is that, you know, you are just a traditional travel company, just as we are. Like, be honest about it. Pay taxes. Obey local laws in terms of health and safety issues. That's their beef, really, with Airbnb. Now, I think there's some proof of that in this, because Airbnb announced this week they were going to move into the luxury travel market with offering a thing called Airbnb Plus, which is... apartments which are of a particularly high standard, etc. And why are they doing that? Because they're only at the business travel market, which is a very lucrative one for the travel industry. Because you think about it, business travel budgets, unless you're very well off, are generally higher than what you and me would pay for a holiday. So, you know, you can make a lot of money out of that. So they've said they're moving into that market. Now, I think that, you know, it just shows that some of the criticism there, you know, Airbnb always portray themselves as, oh, we're just trying to help people pay their rent. It's a way for somebody to, you know, rent out their spare room. The reality is rather different. They are, in fact, a traditional travel company, just like any other, really. But in that case, they need to, you know, it's very important they abide by the same rules, really.
Of course.
I went to the business, there's a business travel market exhibition going on at the moment in Olympia, and I was there yesterday. And that was one thing that's coming out very strongly. There's a lot of companies moving into offering what they call service departments, mm-hmm. where you can basically, one I was listening to yesterday, instead of actually having to go and pick up a key, something like that, they just send you a code, which you can use to access the apartment. Oh. You can stay there for as long as you like. Most stay for about a week. Cleaner will come in once a week and clean it. And it's all automated, basically. Wow. And I think that's the way forward for a lot of business travellers. But to be fair, they were very upfront about it. That's what they were offering. They weren't pretending to say, you know, a way to help people pay their rent. It's just a commercial operation. So, but watch this space. This is the way we're going. Business travellers per se, will they want to go down this route? They do already to a certain extent, but we asked, we did a survey ourselves about a couple of months ago and said to business travellers, would you be happy using those kind of services? And most of them came out pretty strongly. I think they still seem to like the comforts of staying in a hotel rather than having to do everything themselves, like, you know, getting breakfast made for them.
I'm a bit like that, I've got to confess.
Yeah. I must admit, so am I. Yeah.
Cool. I'm on holiday, for goodness sake.
Indeed, but interesting times, the way things are moving.
Very. So you're a star now. It's a wonderful thing, no doubt about it. You can go to Paris direct, you can go to Brussels direct. It now seems you can go to Amsterdam direct.
Yeah, this is a new service they're launching. Well, they sent a load of journalists out this week, but the actual service itself starts on the 4th of April. Yeah, and it's direct to Amsterdam. I mean, you could always use it to a certain extent anyway if you head to Brussels or Eurostar and then change the local service. But this will knock a bit of extra some time off the travel, which is great news. I think they're talking about 3 hours, 40 minutes direct to Amsterdam. Mm. Now, if you like me, if you live near St. Pancras, which I'm not far from there, that makes it actually a lot more convenient than flying. And that's not, you know, if you live in Newcastle, you're still going to fly, aren't you, obviously?
Sure.
But if you live in central London, this is a great new service. And it's not just about Amsterdam. They also go via Rotterdam, which I've heard some very good things about Rotterdam. It's a pretty interesting place. And I think that might get some, you know, certainly for the younger market, they're always looking out for new destinations to travel to. And Rotterdam is quite trendy. It's very, very modern architecture. So I think that might be the one to look out for. You know, if you're looking for something slightly different, go to Rotterdam.
So Amsterdam's it's on the way, is it? Do they stop in Rotterdam then?
Yeah, it's a stop along the way. I think it's 3 hours to get to Rotterdam, then another 40 minutes on to Amsterdam. So, yeah, anyway, it'd be interesting. I think I'm going to use it.
Well, one thing you haven't mentioned, this is very, very important, Sean, is that passengers in standard class on the new service will be able to buy Dutch treats, including Stroop waffle biscuits, beer and gin from the buffet car. That sounds like quite a lunch, doesn't it?
Have you had a Stroop waffle biscuit before?
No, I haven't. Ridiculously sweet.
Really.
I think you could probably need the gin to wash it down.
I'll stick with the beer. Yeah.
Sean, have a good weekend. Take care. Cheers. Bye-bye.